You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I am joined by our sidecar tonight, Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano. It's hard to call you an officer when we actually have a sergeant in the room with us from the U.S. Marine Corps. We have Sergeant Peraca joining us in studio. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I'm so sorry. I got your name earlier, and now I know Diego's name. I had yours before, and I apologize.
Genesis.
That's because it's such a beautiful and unique name.
Thank you.
It really is beautiful.
Thank you.
I use it as a I use it in sentences like what was the genesis of something? Now I have to ask you, what was the genesis of your name? And that's awkward.
I was the firstborn.
And your parents are like, they're very biblical when it comes to numerical order.
Well, yeah.
Now you're one of the educators joining us next week. Are we calling? I know you're calling in at the educators program.
Educators workshop.
Workshop, not program. Does that sound too severe?
It is a program, but yes. The thing that we're doing is a workshop.
So the educator workshop, and I got three phone calls today, Elliot. One was from the station to remind me to be ready to go. Was I sure that I was going to be able to arrive on time, 5:45 a.m. to the Marine recruiting station over there by the airport? And then I got two more phone calls, and it was from Washington, which I just dismissed because I don't know anybody from Washington. Only it turns out I actually do know someone from Washington, and that is Sergeant Peraca. You sent me the rundown. Genesis, what were your thoughts when you saw the schedule?
I thought, wow, that's a lot of information to have and a lot of details for my entire day.
It's broken down, pretty significantly. I mean, I was surprised it wasn't like also brush your teeth at 17,3700 hours. Now, do you know military time? Can you see a military time and know what that means?
It took me a little bit to get used to that. And we got a trick, actually, from Sergeant Peraca. As we were looking at it. So you look at the numbers. So the number's over 12, and you subtract 2. So if it's 1,400, you subtract 2. That's 2 o'clock.
Right. Okay, so Sergeant Peraca, at what point does it become just secondary? Like you don't even notice you have to do the math anymore. You just know what time that is. Or are you always doing math every single day at 1,400 hours?
No, not at all. That actually goes away as soon as you meet your drill instructors.
Oh, really? Elliot, you have a brother who served in the Marines.
He was in the Marines. He's reserve now.
Does he still do military time? No.
Yeah, I get to hear it all the time.
By the way, just so you know, I've put it on my phone. My phone is on military time right now. I don't know what it
you're
means.
Good.
I just figure that way I can practice.
Oh.
Yours has to be on military time, sir. It's absolutely expected. Okay, so we are expected to arrive at 5:45 a.m. at the Marine Recruiting Center.
Right.
And how are you traveling there?
Sergeant Leal is going to be picking myself and my department chair up from our homes and driving us down.
Okay.
So that's going to be around 0400 is what I'm being told.
Why? Where do you live?
I live in Antioch, Illinois.
Yeah, you're going to need to have a little bit of a head time. Yeah.
She came all the way downtown just for your show.
Thank you so much, Genesis. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And but you were not picked up by military personnel.
No, I was chauffeured by my lovely husband. Thank you.
Was it sort of an interesting moment when Sergeant Peraca told us at the orientation meeting that military personnel would be retrieving us from your home?
Yes. Well, in a government vehicle.
I almost wonder if I should have arranged for that. Is it too late for me to arrange for a government vehicle? I kind of need video of that. I need to have like a GoPro on me.
Well, I do have the coolest government vehicle.
Do you really? Will you come get me?
I have the Red Marines truck.
Oh, you know what? Can you come get me?
I can.
All right. Let's. What, Craig? Is it inappropriate for me to tell a sergeant?
No, it's fine. This is totally fine. Yeah, this all makes sense.
Come get me. I'm so close to Rosemont. It's not a problem. It'd be very close. It's like a 10-minute ride.
What time is he going to come get you? 0500, 0600?
I'm thinking 0530.
And then what time do you have to wake up? 0315? Something like that?
Are we not doing military time correctly, Sergeant?
No, that's perfectly.
Okay.
Yep, that's perfect.
Can you grab me at like 0515?
0515.
We're saying it wrong. I feel like we're saying...
Can you admit to speeding and pick her up as late as absolutely possible? 0:54:37 something?
Not quite, because I'm the one that runs the workshop, so I have to be there earlier than everybody else. So if I'm picking you up, you're coming there at like 4:30.
Go to...
I was going to say, this is the last time you're going to get to ask for anything.
Go to WGNradio.com if you want to see the fastest head spin that I've ever done on the show. Okay, so let's say 0430. I can do this. I'm fine. You know what I'm doing on Sunday? I think I'm going to King Spa. I'm just going to spend the day at King Spa and just soak until the start. I'm going to have you pick me up at King Spa. That's what, oh my God, that's what we should do. Oh my God,
that
that'd
is
be
a great,
great
video.
Video. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Let's do that. Let's okay. have you pampered at King Spa and then a Marine's going to pick you
Genesis,
up.
Genesis, are you familiar with a place called
no,
King Spa?
No.
It's a Korean day spa that is open 24 hours a day. And you're only allowed to stay for a maximum of 3 days. You have to keep paying every 24 hours. I'm not even kidding. So wow. they have like these Roman baths and they have, it's separated by gender and then you have a common area. I think we need to take the sergeant there as well. After his first movie review, I think that his payoff is that we take him to King Spa. But I wonder if I should have the sergeant pick me up at King Spa. I just come walking out like in my robe and my slippers.
What I think is interesting is he has not agreed to go to King Spa yet. That has not been an agreed upon thing.
He's absorbing the information.
Yeah, I think per the order, I can only pick you up by your home of record.
He may
he's
be making
so,
that.
He's gotten so official. I don't know. I have to go back over the paperwork and see what I did not write down King Spa in Niles as my home of record. That's entirely possible.
Well, maybe you need to just go to King Spa, and then he's going to have to arrange for an extraction.
Oh.
And then, like, send in, like, a team.
So my secondary thought, rather than spending the day at King Spa on Sunday, is that finding a spa in San Diego for us where we have, because we have 3 hours on our first day there.
Yes.
So I think to prep. I think that Genesis and I are going to find a spa somewhere nearby.
I like it.
Yes. And you're welcome to join it, Sergeant. What are you doing during our 14 to 1700 hour social like free time that we were being given on Monday?
Managing our dinner that we're going to be having. We're going to have a welcome dinner, so mm-hmm. I'm going to prepare for that and make sure that nothing goes wrong.
Make sure that nothing goes wrong?
Oh,
I think you're supposed to say make sure everything goes well. I like how the Marines think.
That's a better way to look at it.
I like let's make sure nothing goes wrong. How about we make sure things go well? It's all about the framing, isn't it? Context, Elliot.
Do you know the state of the world right now?
And also, I'm on this trip, so let's not be...
Well, you know that cup half full attitude comes from going to places like King Spa. If you go and get pampered, you usually come out with that really positive outlook. So,
yes, Sergeant.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
How can we make sure things go well? I'm very excited. I'm trying to find the schedule right now. Which email did you send this to me in? I'm trying to find it because it was a very detailed schedule broken down like, okay, so 0545, we arrive at the recruiting center. We have a little bit of an orientation, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the schedule by heart?
No.
Oh, darn.
Even though I built it, but no.
You built it?
I did.
If you build a schedule, we might show up.
Hopefully on time.
It was the Gmail account that I sent it to.
Yeah, I've got like a bunch of them. He keeps asking me. He's like, "Did you get the email?" I'm like, "It's in here somewhere. I've got so many things."
I even resent it for you.
I know you did. I saw that. That's how I know the schedule. That's how I found out. I'm like, "Oh, he's right. It was 0545, 100 hours." All right, so 0430, you're picking me up in a red government vehicle.
Yes.
When do you go to bed that you're up and driving around at 0430? 0430, 100.
Who needs sleep?
You and I, same page. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We have received intel or correction that O is not a number. O, I repeat, is not a number. It is a letter. And I remember being told that by, let's call her Mrs. Jordan, because that was her name. Biatch, my seventh grade teacher who liked to humiliate through teaching, which is now what I believe. And by the way, your boss, you didn't call him that. I'm saying sort of in a tangential way. So he's telling me that O is not a number. Zero is.
That's correct.
So at 0545, right?
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you
or
are.
Or just 545?
0545.
Okay.
If you want to do the military thing.
I'm doing the military
okay,
thing.
Okay, there you go.
So, Genesis,
yes.
At 0545 to 6 a.m. on Monday morning, we will arrive at the Marine recruiting station. Arrive at RS.
Yes.
See, I'm confused because you said 0545 to 6 a.m.
I caught that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it all the
I'm
way.
I'm not, yeah, at 0600.
Zero
to 0600.
Yes.
We will arrive at RS.
Yes.
Recruiting station. RS Chicago. Shy.
Chicago.
Yes. attire. What kind of attire should we be wearing, Genesis?
I'm going to be as comfortable as possible without wearing pajamas.
Oh, is it? And would pajamas be casual or too casual, Sergeant?
You can wear pajamas if you want.
I'm not.
You might be the only one.
Can you wear yoga pants?
I'm going to be wearing. I haven't decided yet. I have to go shopping for.
Oh, Lord.
No, I think, well, it's going to be in the 60s, I believe, on Sunday. So it should still be warmish on Monday morning.
You know, if we're just making Sergeant Paraka do stuff, can he go shopping with you? Can he go on your shopping spree with you to pick out your clothes?
I need him to go to King Spa.
Yep. And I'm just going to write down a schedule for him.
Yoga pants. And shopping for yoga pants.
I mean, he's got a vehicle.
He has a red government vehicle. Why is your government vehicle red, sir?
It's the Marines vehicle. So it has all the helicopters and everything on the side.
You have a helicopter?
No, emblem.
Not quite.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though?
It's our marketing vehicle.
Okay, so what do we do? So how do we perform for accountability? What is entailed in accountability?
So that'll be me calling your name and you responding.
What's the preferred way of responding? Hear or present? What do you prefer to hear in a group? Yo, is yo acceptable? Yo! Present.
If that's how you'd like to respond.
What's the military way of responding?
Oorah!
That works. That's actually pretty accurate.
But I don't think a civilian should say oorah.
Can if you want.
Yeah, but isn't it a little annoying?
We're trying to be immersive.
Isn't it a little hard on your ears? I mean, you saw a Rob Martier salute last night. Was that a little? It was a little. Well, how would you respond, Genesis? Genesis?
Here.
There you go. Here. Elliot Serrano.
All I know is that when he eventually wants to kick me out, I'm going to go, but I got no place to go.
That was the Navy. He hasn't seen the movie, my friend.
Hasn't it? Hold on. Did they get your Field of Dreams reference?
He did not get my Field of Dreams reference. No.
He hasn't
seen that one either.
Don't get
Much. Let's write this down. Officer and a Gentleman, also on the list of movies that Sergeant Paraka has.
That was the Navy, though.
It was the Navy. See, the nice thing about A Few Good Men is it's both the Navy and the Marines. Okay. Yeah. Moving on to our schedule. I would say, by the way, Craig Collins?
Hello.
Wait, The Rock was that? That was the Army.
Rob Martier.
Yes, here.
Here,
yes.
He says yes, here. Right.
I'm here. What can I do for you?
No, just we're doing roll call.
I'm here. You know what? I was. Guess who came up to the newsroom to say hi?
Who?
One Mr. David Hochberg.
David Hochberg is going to be joining us in the studio shortly. So we're very excited about that.
Excited to see him.
We'll see how he responds to roll call for accountability.
I'm here.
We're all here for accountability.
I don't know why, but this really feels like a Private Benjamin remake. I mean, you're just going to walk in.
Private Benjamin, another movie.
I'm thinking more Stripes.
Stripes. Yeah.
Definitely no time to sleep now.
Have you seen Stripes?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Man.
Private Benjamin.
You're going to need more paper.
Hold on. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Have you seen that
one?
Okay, I can't even make a reference.
He's got
to
see Stripes, though. Got to see Stripes.
Do you put Stripes before or after A Few Good Men?
Before.
Interesting. I'm going to go no on that. Okay, so I'm going to go through the schedule a little bit faster because for time. So we have a travel brief. We're going to load vehicles. This is our schedule. Mark Carman and I will be embarking on our educators workshop in San Diego. The U.S. Marine Corps is hosting us, in addition to educators like Genesis, yes. Throughout the Chicagoland area. She's from Antioch. She's being picked up by a government vehicle on Monday. Muster. So we are going to go to O'Hare. We're going to check in our luggage. What's a muster?
It's a military term for gather.
Gather. We're gonna also
muster the forces. Get it? Remember that.
Roger Badish.
Yes.
Okay, he's present as well.
Present and reporting, sir.
Thank you very much,
ma'am.
We're gonna. Elliot. We have exactly. We have from 08:20 to 08:50 100 hours to. Thank you very much. To socialize. Thank you very much. We appreciate that time that has been given to us.
It's a whole half hour, which is more than I need.
Yes, we're gonna. Are you ready to socialize, Genesis?
I am ready.
What is your plan for socializing? Just out of curiosity.
I'm hoping to have a coffee in hand at that very moment.
You and I, giant coffees in hand. Final accountability and boarding. So this is a secondary roll call.
Yes, to make sure we didn't lose anybody during the socialization.
Which is entirely... And who do you think is... They're going to be keeping an eye out for me, aren't they? They're so entirely expecting...
My money's on Carmen getting lost.
There we go.
Look for the guy carrying the stuffed duck. So...
Forgot about that.
At 09:30, 100 hours, our flight takes off. We will arrive in San Diego. During this entire time, Genesis, we are permitted to be in casual attire.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all good there.
Yoga pants.
Yeah. Yoga pants. We arrive. We're gonna muster again. We load vehicles again in San Diego. Movement to hotel. I do like the language that's used. So I'm guessing this is transportation.
Yes.
This is the movement. Okay.
Yes.
We will check in. We will muster again. There's gonna be a lot of mustering. There's gonna be a.
Will it be honey or hot muster?
Muster.
Hot mustard.
Gathering.
There's no D on the end.
Okay, the sergeant knew enough to humor me, okay?
I have very good information for you and me, Genesis.
See, oh. Now, the good thing about this whole thing is that you guys are really at the bottom. I mean, there's a lot to work with here.
Yes. Here's the thing. The Marines are responsible for our safety, our national protection, and now they got to deal with us goofballs. This is the best thing.
I've got money that Mark Carman will cry at some point.
If I have anything to do with it.
As long as he doesn't wear his
Why does she have her knee on my throat? For giggles. S&Gs, my friend. S&Gs. See, I like that the sergeant went, yep, that happens a lot in the Marines. Okay, so we have, there's a social hour from 19 to 2100 hours on Monday evening, which is a time Craig and I will actually be doing show prep, just so everyone's aware. By the way, business, and what's Blue D?
So that's our Dress Blue Deltas.
Okay.
Seems like that was, that's a mistake.
Blue
actually.
Dress.
That's a mistake.
That's a mistake. We didn't say that out loud. Marines don't make a mistake.
Dress Blue Charlie's is our long sleeve khaki shirt with our tie, our ribbons, and our blue trousers that have the red stripe.
And I don't know what to wear in that situation. Can I wear dresses during this entire experience? I'm just curious.
Yes, business casual.
Business casual.
So that's why it says business slash.
Business slash.
So business for civilians. Blue.
Okay. Because in the pack, it doesn't. In the pack where we should carry along with us, mm-hmm. It doesn't say any dresses. So like a wrap dress or maybe a skirt and blouse. There's a lot of slacks, a lot of reference to slacks. More after this. We'll figure it out as we go on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And it is now, it's another party. I feel like it's been a big party week, Elliot Serrano, my chief geek officer. Again, hard for me to call you an officer in the presence of Sergeant Paraca.
Please don't.
All right, then I won't. Hey, Sergeant.
Hey.
How's it going? And Genesis, how are you doing?
Good.
And David Hochberg joins us.
Thanks for having me.
We're very happy. You were like, they said you wanted me. I always would want you here.
Well, thank you.
And
good to be wanted.
And we're happy to have you as a sponsor for next week's events, too.
It's my pleasure.
You're very active with working with veterans and their financial situations with their mortgages, trying to kind of navigate those waters. So this is an important relationship, so we're happy to have you here.
Well, I'm glad I was able to participate. Thank you.
Of course. And let me get Kevin's call before we make him wait too long. Hey, Kevin, what is PT gear?
Physical training.
Physical training. Is that correct, Sergeant Paraca?
It is. Physical training gear.
Oh, sweet.
Physical training gear. And now, because I was like, I was thinking physical therapy, but I thought that seems kind of... Kevin, are you going to be tuning in every night to hear our adventures at Marine Corps boot camp?
I will.
Excellent. Hold on the line, and we'll make sure that we get your information for your $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we are going to – let's let David and Genesis and Elliot in on some of the physical training that we'll be doing during our adventures. One more time, 880, right, an 880-meter run?
Yep, so that's a part of our combat fitness test. It's 880 yards, which is 800 meters.
Okay, 800 meters.
Yep, 30-pound ammo can lift and a maneuver under fire.
How many pounds do you think that ammo can is? Genesis, do you have a guess?
I don't know.
Are you going to give it –
25?
Okay. What do you think, David?
Just said it.
How big is the can?
Yeah, how big is the can?
How big is the can? Is it a soup can or is it a...
Exactly.
Standard 850 round 5.56.
Okay, of course. 75 pounds.
So, like you see it at the range all the time.
That'd be heavy if it was 75 pounds. Vlad's here too. I was going to ask him because I'm pretty sure Vlad could lift that 30-pound ammo can 100 times. We had to lift this ammo can 100 times, Vlad.
I should have brought one.
Yeah, what were you... Well, you know, when we come back... Plus, we'll have video. That's kind of one of the elements of this mm-hmm. entire week. Is so that's an ammo can, 30 pounds, 100 times over our head, and the run. Oh, and then maneuvers under fire, I think, is my favorite
thing.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Underneath the barbed wire?
Fantastic.
Not quite.
No? Oh, come on.
Mud? Is it live rounds?
No, live rounds.
No, damn. That would be even cooler.
I'm saying.
You got a chance of dying. That would be even better.
Will there be splody stuff?
This is just for a test. We will do some cool stuff.
It's all cool, my friend.
The combat fitness test is simply to measure your ability.
Okay. Will you be yelling at them?
Oh, I'll yell.
Okay. That's when Mark Carmen will start to cry.
Okay, so we have we're going to load on Tuesday. Well, yes, he will. We're going to load the buses at 0710 hours. Zero. Sorry, sir. Sorry. 0710. 7:10. Load the buses. Movement to MCRD. What is MCRD?
Marine Corps Recruit Depot.
Okay, we're going to that afterwards.
Cool.
I'm guiding you along because you are kind of going along for this adventure as well. We'll be checking in with you to let you know.
I'm looking forward to it.
What we've accomplished. Well, we're meeting a lot of the recruits. Now, you were telling me yesterday or the other day that these are all the men that are west of the Mississippi that enlist in the Marines.
Correct.
And are there any female officers that are training, that are working at Pembleton, Camp Pembleton, or is it all men across the board?
No. So just the recruits are all male.
Okay.
We do have female Marines that work there as well.
Okay. So I'm going to borrow some of their gear. They're not going to like that.
It's all the same.
You're not allowed to borrow gear, are you? Can you lend gear to each other? That's kind of looked down upon, isn't it?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like if I say, hey, officer, can I borrow your skirt? I'm guessing she'd have a problem with that.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
That is not allowed. So this is Camp Pendleton is the West Coast training base for all the men west of the Mississippi.
No, Camp Pendleton is amphibious base, so people operate out of Camp Pendleton.
That brings me to another question. Do we need to bring bathing suits for any of the water training? Because I know that there's a workshop they're going to be showing, like,
There's a swim demo, but it's...
Swim demo. We're not going to...
No,
swim.
You're not getting the water.
It seems like Hochberg has questions now, though.
Do you have questions?
No. Sunscreen. Is sunscreen supplied, or does Patty have to bring her own sunscreen?
If you burn, I'd bring it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I heard the Marines have a great water slide. Will there be access to the water slide?
Oh, we can make a water slide.
There you go. You kind of want to go now, David.
I really do.
Just a little bit.
Is this going to be a yearly thing, or are you going to make it an annual trip?
This is entirely... Well, I think that once we've got the experience, I think that hopefully we can share this experience with others as Sergeant Paraka has other educators experiencing this. What's a mock pickup? Because I think you either pick somebody up or you don't pick them up. But how do you mock pickup?
So pickup is when the recruits meet their actual drill instructors for the first time. So they'll go into the squad bay. They'll get introduced to their series commander. They'll give a little speech. Then they'll get introduced to their senior drill instructor, who will give them the little speech that they get. And pretty much from there, they call it Black Friday, where they just get destroyed for all day until it's time to go to sleep. And it's pretty much a welcome to boot camp.
But our getting destroyed only lasts about a half an hour.
Yes.
Okay. I think we can.
By destroyed, I mean getting yelled at.
Yes.
And that's a whole half hour of Mark Carmen crying.
We'll see. Exactly. So we have. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of going from demo to different workshops as well.
That's correct.
All right. So I'm trying to figure out. Well, we're trying to pick out all of the points in the day that Mark Carmen will be weeping openly.
One thing he didn't tell you is that when you go from the bus after you get in the airport and you land, you go from the bus and they take you into the base.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it's not a bus. It's a backpack and it's 30 miles. Double time.
That would be movement. Yes. That's not accurate, is it? Oh, look, we're not entirely sure.
It might be. So with all the crying that Mark will be doing, we actually have something that might cheer him up. During lunch, we're going to get serenaded by the Marine Corps band.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's nice. And he'll also need the chaplain brief. I believe it's going to be very important for him.
It'll be right there with the band, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Now, you were mentioning, as I introduced David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage, that you have worked on a mortgage yourself as a Marine. What kind of organization did you work with? Because I know this is such a scary thing, isn't it, when people try to figure out, like,
overwhelming, yeah. You see, what we find is that a lot of men and women coming out of the military don't know that they have the benefits that they have to secure a VA loan with the entitlement that they've accrued while serving in the military, and they don't realize how valuable a VA loan with no money down, no PMI, and if unfortunately you've been injured and you've got a service-related disability, you don't have to pay the upfront funding fee, which is an unbelievable service that we as loan officers that the government and the VA provides veterans that are coming out, and it's a very valuable tool. These men and women could buy a home with no money down, and if they have a service-related disability, don't have to pay the upfront funding fee, and it'll save them tens of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan.
Right, because there's so many different things that men and women in the military are dealing with when they come out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Especially if they're coming home. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people who are like, just trying to figure out like how to get their life back in order. So having access to the information. And we've talked about this the whole show, whether it's talking to veterans, families who have different distress in their life. Having the information is really key. It's like being weaponized. Not like the other things that you'll be doing, but right. Don't you think?
Well, it's a life tool because people want to own a home, mm-hmm. right? That's the American dreams, you know, for a lot of people. And it's like I said, these men and women get out of the military and they're so ingrained in doing so many different things in so many different ways, because in basic training, you're going to do it this way. You're going to pick it up this way. You're going to, you're going to march this way. You're going to muster this way. You're going to do this. We're going to eat at this time. We're going to go to bed at this time. We're going to wake up at this time.
A lot of it happens at 0-100 hours.
At 0-100 hours, right.
It's not
zero 0-100 hours.
Yes.
And it's just retraining. And I'll tell you what, doing loans for veterans is the most rewarding loan that you could do, because they are, as a group, mm-hmm. the most organized individuals on the planet. And when you say, we need these 10 things, sir, yes, sir, we will get you those 10 things. Then in the morning, when they give you 9 of them, they apologize for not having the 10th one. And they tell you by a certain time period, by 1,200 hours, sir, you will have an email. And it's like, dude, I'm younger than you. I'm like, I'm older than you. You're younger than me. It's my honor to serve you. Stop calling me, sir. You know, I'm going to help you get a loan. And it's very rewarding to help an active military and a veteran and a surviving spouse, mm-hmm. for the men and women that don't make it home. The surviving spouse gets the benefit transferred to them. And a lot of spouses don't realize that either. So we're just here to educate people.
And for everybody who wants to get more information, where do they go?
You go to WGNDavid.com. That's the easiest. That's the website. Try to make it simple. WGNDavid. You could give me a call, 312-751-1333.
That's WGNDavid.com. And yep. More with our guests when we come back. And by the way, now I feel so bad about all the sort of intel that poor Sergeant Paracas had to try to share with me and not hear from me for days. More after this on 720 WGN. It is the weekend, and we have so many wonderful guests in our Allstate Showcase studio. We have Elliot Serrano, Sergeant Paracas with the U.S. Marine Corps, who is escorting the Educators Workshop, making sure that we are where we're supposed to be, that we muster at the appropriate time and in the appropriate places. I do like that we get to go to the gift shop on Wednesday.
Yes.
Genesis. We have that scheduled as part of our gift shop.
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yes. And also the live range and the gunner will be having Q&A with us on Thursday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So we still are not firing weapons?
As of now, we're not.
Okay.
We might have something else for you, though.
That's all right. You know what? I've been meaning to apply for my FOID anyway. Genesis, you and I will go out to the firing range. All right,
we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Are they going to get to drive around in like Humvees and tanks or anything like that?
I don't know. We'll see. Surprise.
Some surprises coming.
Kind of cool.
It's a good thing he didn't see stripes, because if you did, you would not let them go near any of
equipment.
Your yeah. vehicles or equipment or anything like that.
That's a fact, Jack.
Sorry. Razzle dazzle.
So, he has no idea. He has no idea. Poor guy.
I know, but it's so cute.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
Gosh.
I know.
Remember that?
I don't.
Neither do I.
All right, then.
My goodness gracious. 23.
I had just started doing stand-up comedy when I was 23. And I had taken the ASVAB when I was 17 in high school to see where I would place in the military. But my mother begged me to not join. And then I thought about joining the reserves. I thought, because then you would take my first 6 months for training. And then you have it's 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. And by that time, it was like I was already in college. And so, yeah, I ended up mm-hmm. not doing that. But I think it's a great opportunity for people who don't know what they want to do with their lives. And we talked about this on Tuesday, and I'm sure when you've talked to veterans what has been your experience with people who chose military as their path in life?
A lot of people have different reasons. Some of them were in high school, didn't know what they wanted to do, like you just said, mm-hmm. and they just needed some type of direction and some type of stability, and the military was the best thing for them. Some people wanted to travel. You know, I've done a ton of loans for men and women in the Navy, and they said, listen, I wanted to travel the world just like the commercial said, and they traveled the world. You know,
right.
they were on boats that went all around to different ports. And some people followed their parents into the military because
right.
their fathers or their
it's
mothers.
Tradition, right.
And then I have a whole section of doctors that went to the military to become a doctor for the education because it's so flippin' expensive to go to med school. And I've got a couple, we were just talking during the break, a couple of JAGs. Not in the negative word,
for law
but
school.
For law school, and they got their law degree mm-hmm. through the military. The gentleman I'm talking about was in the Marines, and he bought a home in Burbank after he got discharged from California at one of the bases out there. Came here, and he's a lawyer downtown, living in Burbank. Bought a beautiful house, Burbank and Berwyn. He bought a beautiful house.
I know, I was
going to
say, I see palm trees.
No. He bought a beautiful house. Not too many palm trees in Berwyn right now. But he bought a beautiful house in Berwyn, a bungalow. For $115,000, no money down. He saved all the money he was going to put down to rewire the house from 1950 with the asbestos wiring, and he loves it. So right. there are so many different ways, and you see it all the time, you know, why people go into the military for different things. But a lot of the guys that I do, a lot of the men and women, went in because of the education.
Right.
The GI Bill and all the benefits out there for men and women in the military. It's an amazing thing.
And Genesis, you work with a lot of young people. So what are you hoping to sort of learn during this educator's workshop with the U.S. Marine Corps?
Well, I definitely want to learn more information about what the recruits are doing while they're there. Mm-hmm. That's what I get a lot of questions about because the students are like, yeah, I want to go into the Marines, and they really don't know what boot camp is all about. They hear, oh, yeah, you get to go to boot camp, and they're like, I really don't know what that means.
Right.
So I want to come back with the information as to, you know, what kind of experiences do they have while they're there, not just the, you know, stereotypical things you see on TV.
Or in the movies.
Or in the movies.
Right.
Some people see in the movies.
Yes.
Not all people
not
see
all
in the movies.
No.
And I know that some students have asked me, too, you know, what happens after boot camp?
Right.
I don't really know. You hear about going to boot camp, and then they don't know about the career paths that they have in the military, or what can they do? You know, I hear that they pay for college. What does that really mean? Do they give me a check, and I just kind of pick a school? So I'd like to get
more information. How would you answer that question? If they want to go to school, is that for the military education, is that sort of included? How does that work?
So there's quite a few education programs in the Marine Corps. But just to touch on it, we have tuition assistance, which will give you a certain amount of money throughout each year to attend classes while you're active duty. And then along with the GI Bill, which most people know, to pay for it after you actually get out.
Okay, so part of the GI Bill.
Yeah, so those are the two most popular ones. There are other programs out there, I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay, just a quick question. What is the toughest part? Where do people start breaking in boot camp? You know, there's got to be some type of track record. Where is it? Week six? Is it week eight? You know, where does, you know, when do you have to like take your foot off the gas a little bit and be big brother and big father and stuff like that and help them, push them along before you break it over their heads again?
Well, to answer that question, it's different for every person.
Right.
So for me personally, getting there, and it was the little things that kind of got me broken down, if you will. Not being able to use the restroom when you want, not being able to go to sleep when you want, eat when you want. I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but not eating when you want, that puts a toll on your body, because when you're craving those carbohydrates, those sugars, the sodium, and you can't have it, and you only have it when they tell you, it makes everything a lot harder. You can lose focus, you get tired quicker, and it makes physical activities more difficult. So for me, that was
right out of the box, huh?
Yep.
What were the things that you were surprised? What surprised you the most about your character? I mean, like what you were able to sort of, what, you know, what moment did you rise to the challenge that you were like, oh, I can do this?
When I pulled the trigger behind the gun the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I had never fired any weapons my whole life. Mm-hmm. We got some great instruction on the range. They call it Grass Week. So we spent a whole week just getting familiar with the weapon system. And then when we actually went to the range, I put in the first round and fired. It was a lot of fun. It was life-changing for me.
It felt like you were in the right place.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. See, so many different things that we're going to learn and watch from the recruits when we go to Camp Pendleton. And it's Camp Pendleton one thing, and what's the Marine?
Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego.
Okay, so those are two different locations.
Yeah, so Camp Pendleton's about 40 miles north, and we'll actually get a chance to go visit.
Okay. And is there any singing on the bus?
Only if you lead it.
No, it's not going to. The only ones I remember, did you do Girl Scout camp or any away camps?
No.
100 bottles of beer on the wall?
That might be one. The other day, I saw a bear.
I saw a bear.
A great big bear.
A great big bear.
Oh.
Over there. I saw a great big bear right there over there.
Nobody in the studio knows what we're talking about. Yeah. Apparently, you know the only ones at the camp.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
That's David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage. And we thank you so much for being a part of this as well.
Thank you for
having
me.
We'll be checking in with you. And if you sure you don't want a cocktail, because
I got to drive home to Northbrook.
Well, thank you for staying up late. And here's because there was a little bit of confusion. I had offered to pre-record with you, is what I had told them.
That's what they said.
Like,
Patty wants you to come in tonight. I'm like, okay, yeah. No problem.
So, but next week you'll have to go live again. But
done.
But you can stay home and be on the phone because I'll be in San Diego.
Deal.
But I think this is actually great. I'm glad that you were here live with us to meet the sergeant, to meet Genesis. You know, Elliot, a little bit less, and Vlad, our bartender.
Vlad
from Elixir
is one of the highlights. That's definitely. And please make Mark Carmen cry like a 3-year-old boy.
Yes.
Okay. I love him, but just make him cry.
I know when it's going to happen. Mark Carmen's going to raise his hand. He's going to say, "Can I go to the bathroom?"
Yes, and right there.
Wait. And that's when he's going to start crying.
There you go. So I'm going to see if the sergeant wants to hang around for what's in the box. Do we have a break before the news, or are we okay? We have to get a quick break here. Once again, Pearl Mortgage, go to WGNDavid.com. And the phone number?
312-751-1333. We love helping veterans, and we do a ton of VA loans. And it's one of the most rewarding loans that we do, helping veterans secure a VA loan with the VA entitlement that they earned fighting for our country.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we'll be back after this on 720 WGN. Don't go anywhere. I need a selfie with you. One second.
Okay.
More after this.